Hare Krishna. Misery is a fact of life, but it is not the purpose of life. When we go through our life journey, sooner or later, we experience miseries in various ways. And when such miseries come, they can be disheartening, disorienting, devastating. So, the Bhagavad Gita, it tells us in 8.15, Dukkhalim Ashashvatam, this world is a place of misery. Now, if we don't understand this message properly, that may dishearten us further. We may start thinking, oh, you know, I am miserable, that means lifelong I have to be miserable only. And then whatever energy we may have to do something, we may even lose that energy. Because we all have an innate need for, an innate longing for, happiness. So if we think lifelong I am simply going to go through misery only, then what will be the impetus for us to move on, to try to do anything even in life? So we have to understand that yes, Krishna is talking about life, and he's talking about life in this world in the Bhagavad Gita. And he says that life in this world has misery as a feature, but it is not the purpose of life in this world. So the same verse 8.15, actually if we see its own stress, the verse is Mam upaitya punarjanma dukkhalem ashashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gataha. It says Mam upaitya, those who worship me, punarjanma, they won't take birth again. Where? In this miserable place, just temporary. Dukkhalem ashashvatam naapnuvanti, they won't take birth again in this world. What will happen to them? Samsiddhim paramam gataha, they will attain the ultimate destination. So Krishna is actually telling the thrust in this verse, the thrust is that practice bhakti. And by practicing bhakti, we can all transcend the misery of this world. So the focus is on transcending misery. It is not on perpetuating misery. The miserable nature of this world is not meant for perpetuating misery. It is for transcending misery. So Krishna is telling that this world is a miserable place, like a fact of life. But he is not emphasizing and sentencing us to that. He is giving us the process. Mam upetya. By worshipping him, we can go beyond the misery. So to understand this, let's consider the example of a hospital. In a hospital, misery is simply a fact of life. People are in the hospital, they have some disease, some problem, and that's why they are there in the hospital. It's miserable. But misery is not the purpose of the hospital. It's not that the doctor, the nurses, all of them, they are there to make the patient more and more miserable. All the machines are there not to make the patient miserable. Misery is a fact of life of the hospital, but misery is not the purpose of the hospital. Now, the purpose of the hospital is to heal the patient, so that the patient can go home. Similarly, the purpose of life in this world is that we become spiritually healed. We rise from the material consciousness, where things are temporary, where we tend to get attached to worldly things and suffer, to spiritual consciousness, where we become attached to Krishna, absorbed in Krishna, and therein we find lasting happiness. So for this raising of consciousness, Krishna gives a process, Mam upetya. The process of bhakti. So bhakti is like the treatment. Krishna's stress is not that this world is a place of misery, that yes, this world is a place of misery, therefore take the treatment of bhakti and rise above the miserable nature of this world. So misery is a fact of life, and bhakti, spirituality, supreme liberation, that is the purpose of life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.